And there's such fullness to now. It is the fullness of life itself, because before life becomes a thing, before life becomes an object, before life becomes a life form, there is life, consciousness, whatever word. And to know yourself as that is the ultimate liberation. What is liberation? What are you liberated from? You're liberated from the world of things, from obsession, from being consumed by things, which includes thoughts. You are liberated from time, also as an obsession that you are consumed by. And you are liberated from a very heavy sense of self, a me, what the Buddha called the self. Oh, all that. The key then, the little opening into what we might call space consciousness. This is not from science fiction. Space consciousness within yourself, the unconditioned consciousness. How do I get from being consumed and identified with object consciousness to recognizing myself as space? Ah. It doesn't work by trying to run away from the world. It's through allowing whatever form this moment takes, the world of form, the world of objects, allowing whatever form this moment takes, internally allowing it to be as it is. There is what one could call a sense of space around what is. It could be an event that usually would trigger in you upset or impatience or anger, and you'd simply say yes to it because it is, and suddenly there's space around the event. It's just a little pointer. And this is a beautiful thing to discover, the space around things. So why should I allow something to be? Because it is. It already is the case. Yeah, but it shouldn't be happening. But it is. At this moment, the mind says nothing will ever change if I allow this moment to be as it is. The deeper truth is, if I internally am antagonistic towards this moment, ultimately nothing is ever going to change. Because that is the old consciousness, which it keeps itself in place, the egoic consciousness, the mind-identified consciousness, the object-identified consciousness keeps itself in place through fighting what is, the me. How could one argue with the isness of this moment once you realize that the entire cosmos is connected, interconnected, everything in the cosmos is totally interconnected? Physicists know that. So nothing that happens is isolated, an isolated event. It is connected with the totality. And within the totality, it makes sense. In many, many cases, you could never work out through your understanding, mental understanding, how an event that on the surface looks senseless or looks as if it shouldn't be happening, you could never work out through intellectual understanding how the totality has brought this event about. Because no mind, no human mind can even understand a fragment of the totality. It would be presumptuous to an absurd degree to believe that through the human mind you could understand the totality of the universe and then explain it through words, using five vowel sounds. A, I, E, O, U. Five sounds are the basic sounds. And then there are the others, I can't remember, they're called consonants, I think. They are sounds that are produced through air pressure produced by sh, sh, sh. So you have the five vowel sounds plus a few noises produced through air pressure. And we believe that we could explain something, the universe. So it is how do you see how useful it is to give up trying to understand? But what we can't see, and this is confirmed not only by the ancient wisdom traditions of humanity, such as Buddhism, but also even through recent discoveries in molecular atomic physics, the interconnectedness of all things, that we can know. Yes, we don't know how, we can't understand how, in what way, but we can see, yes, it all is ultimately one. The universe is one. It is one both at the unmanifested level, the primordial one, the unconditioned one, the unborn, as the Buddha called it, the unborn, the uncreated, the unmanifested. Beautiful saying of the Buddha, he said, there is, O monks, that's how the translation goes, there is, O monks, the uncreated, the unborn, the unmanifested. If there were not the uncreated, the unborn, the unmanifested, there would be no escape from the born, the created, the manifested. So to, yes, we can see the universe is one both as the unmanifested, obviously, and it is one as an organism, even in the manifested realm. It is one organism which has many different cells to it. One cell in the organism is humanity. Humanity also is one organism. And what humans are doing to each other is a diseased organism in many ways. So the universe is one organism. Whatever happens has its place within the totality, even if it seems completely incomprehensible. And many things do happen that seem, why is this happening? And just to simply see one, what one could call the inevitability of what is within the context, the larger context of the whole. To see the inevitability of whatever form this moment takes in your life. Whatever happens could not be otherwise. Oh. You do not need to understand it. Occasionally it happens that after an event, you can get a glimpse of understanding, only a glimpse if you're lucky, tiny glimpse. Some of you may have experienced something seemingly negative and incomprehensible happening to you, life doing something to you, making you ill, serious illness, losing everything. You say, it doesn't make sense anymore. I went to church every Sunday and I worked my off and and I lost it all. This wasn't supposed to happen. I don't understand anymore. And years later, You sit in the Inner Directions Conference and suddenly say, wow, if that hadn't happened, of course I wouldn't be here. I would still be slaving away in the corporate office. If those bad things hadn't happened to me, I would never have gone beyond the conditioning. So occasionally you might get a glimpse, but in many other cases you may not get a glimpse of why.